This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hey, Reagan.
Hey, Jesco.
How's it going?
Oh, great. Just about to record a podcast.
What?
Yeah.
With who?
This idiot.
That's me.
Oh, no. Point proven. Hey, friends. Welcome to the Mr. Pygmy and the Man-Hater podcast. I am your host, the Man-Hater.
And I am your host, Jesco, Mr. Pygmy, who's already been picked.
Oh, my God.
The Man-Hater is also named Reagan, by the way, in case you were wondering.
Did I not say my name?
No, you just said Man-Hater, and I'm going to refer to her as Reagan, just for the record. I'm not
going to. Hey, Man-Hater.
Yeah, I think you're so concerned with me messing up the intro. I haven't messed up the intro for several weeks now. If you go back the last, like, 3 weeks, it's not been me. It's been you anticipating me messing it up.
Okay, but for the millionth time, you always do weird shit right before we start.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Last time I was laughing because I was like, be normal. You're like, okay, be normal. I was like, what the hell?
I don't think you understand that my weird shit is just me being me. That's just...
I know this.
Yeah. So why does it throw you off still?
Just a random scream in the mic before we start. Got me again.
By the way, to everyone yelling at me to get a new microphone, I finally got like a nice one. So
there we are.
Let's see how it works. We'll see if this is up to your liking. It's absolutely terrible. Mm-hmm. And we'll see. We'll find out. There's a little light. Oh, I got a cross eyed. There's a little light on it that, like, now I'm going to not be able to stop noticing. I can't cross my eyes normally. Can you do it on your own? Like when you,
yeah.
Oh, there it goes. Yeah.
Visual.
Am I doing it at all?
No, you're just staring at me. Oh, that's closer. Hey, sorry for everyone who is listening to the podcast. Yeah. Just goes making attempts at crossing his eyes and he's not succeeding. Anyways.
Well, that was a good episode. I think we're gonna call it a week and
call it a week. Friends, just heads up, I am recovering from being very ill, so if I sound like a frog, it's because I am one.
So if anything goes wrong with this week's episode, it's 100% Reagan's fault. Mm-hmm. She just admit it right there. There we have it.
For the courts.
For let the record show. Reagan has taken full fault and ownership of any. We are actually recording this on using a different podcast software.
Yes.
This we normally do it over Zoom, and so if anything sounds or looks differently this week, that's why, and hopefully it's for the better. I didn't tell you this. when we started this podcast, well, like a year and a half ago, we paid for this same software. About 2 years ago, however, and we used it for a couple of months, and it was kind of glitching, so we stopped. I just realized when I went to reactivate our membership that I've been paying for it the entire time.
Classic Jesco.
ADHD tax is real. And I'm actually a little upset because I paid for a service that would go through and look for repeating memberships. And it actually helped me get rid of several. This didn't pop up as a repeat membership, though.
I don't know.
But no, we have been paying for this for a year and a half of non-usage. So,
oh my gosh, Riverside and all of your gyms are high-fiving right now.
So if you want to sponsor us, Riverside, you can just pay me back for the money that I've been giving you without any using your service whatsoever.
Oh boy.
What are we going to talk about today, Reagan?
Well, we're going to talk about a Backstreet Boys parody that makes me want to scream. And you?
Everybody. Is that what it makes you want to scream?
It is that
Rock
song.
Your body. Yes,
no, it's not the those words. It's so much worse.
Okay.
It's about Hayden being married. Ooh,
God. They don't want it that way, right? They're not looking for the one as a partner. They want the Spanish eyes of somebody who don't want you back. Backstreet's back. All right.
What's his name? Timmy Bounce Back.
Timmy Bounce Back. That's what it is. And we're also going to talk about giving your wife an allowance. Theme song.
You want bad advice, man? I'll give it out gladly.
I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
Like, no, you don't.
I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
Like, no, you don't.
Shit.
For some reason, my video keeps freezing. And we're not sure if it's actually freezing or if it's the software. But if you're watching this on YouTube, we apologize for any inadvertent freezes that occur. We'll fix it. We'll fix it next time.
I would like the court to notice that it's Chesco's video that keeps freezing and not mine.
Yes, because I would also like the court to notice how beautiful my camera looks on this. It's compared to our normal Zoom. Maybe that's what we do. Maybe we, in order to get this stunning video capture, we have to deal with some freezes. So first off, before we get into this, I just have a little thing to talk about Backstreet Boys. I don't want to give away too much, actually. I know someone who knows the Backstreet Boys. We'll say that.
Oh my God.
Which randomly happened. One of my followers, it has knows a Backstreet Boy. That's all I'm gonna say. I don't like
cryptic.
I know. Anyways, but she said to me that she can get me tickets, and I was like, to the one in Vegas, and I was like, oh my God! But I think the shows are over now. But they're coming back in the winter.
What?
They're coming back, baby.
They're back, baby.
So I'm gonna do everything in humanly possible to make it to a Backstreet Boys concert in Vegas.
You better get me a ticket also. But you can get your wife a ticket first. But if there's a third one, you better think about me.
She was more of an NSYNC person, though.
Well, so was I. So.
Oh, so why am I going to?
You knew that.
I know, but like, what's the point? Dude, you act like I remember anything ever.
What was my first concert ever?
NSYNC.
Wrong. Backstreet Boys.
New Kids on the Block.
Oh, my God. Was I in the womb?
I think my first one was a Sir Mix-a-Lot concert, but it might have been En Vogue. I think it was En Vogue.
Oh my God, Sir Mix-a-Lot, that would be insane.
I went to a Sir Mix-a-Lot concert, but it was Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch was actually the headliner. I went to see, we actually left when Marky Mark was singing because my mom took me solely because I wanted to see Sir Mix-a-Lot because I loved Baby Got Back so much.
Who doesn't? I have karaoke'd that song. Oof.
Oh, I know. I'm pretty sure I know every single word to it still to this day.
I definitely do.
Yeah. are we gonna actually sing it right now for the audience? And here we are back from singing a perfect rendition of it, but I think for copyright, I think we can't put it in. So unfortunately for everybody.
Like, actually, we probably could put it in because it would be a, what is it called? Not a parody. When you do a version of it.
Karaoke.
No!
Cover. Cover.
Yes, covers have certain, and we aren't using the music. It would just be the words.
What if one of us was going boom, 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 boom? Little in the middle, but she got much back.
I'll tell you what, there have been some YouTubers who sing a song well enough that they get copyright struck.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. One of my favorite songs from Sir Mix-a-Lot, a lesser known one called Square Dance Rap.
You're making shit up.
I swear. And it was where his voice was sped up. It sounded like, ha ha, if you think your partner's fine, grab her where the sun don't shine. That's the first lines of the song.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I think if we listen to the words of a lot of the music we listen to growing up, it's way, because people complain that today's music is like, oh, it's so graphic, so vulgar. Did you not listen to the music on the radio? Go ahead.
I remember Candy Shop in fifth grade and being like, that's aggressive. And then having my then boyfriend say, oh, you should check out the music video. And I was like, yeah. So graphic.
I remember someone saying, hey, listen to pull my hair from the Yin Yang Twins.
No, no.
Like it goes. Like, I remember when it was like, I got a 10-inch pole and put it in your hole.
You're like
something.
What does this mean?
Come out your nose. Fall all over your clothes. It was bad. It was there.
What does this mean?
Yeah, and I was like, okay. I owned the VHS of Belle Biv DeVoe's album.
You told me.
Yeah, it's with crazy. Do Me. Anywho, Two Live Crew. Oh, that was not good.
You know what? Let's get to our story, please.
All right, but I could do a whole concert, a whole episode talking about boy bands, though, because that's wait. We've talked about boy bands already. I know we went on a rift about this book, but if you could see a boy band other than NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, which one would you want to see live? Like a revival?
I don't know. Those were the two ones I listened. Who would you pick?
Well, one of them has, I think the lead singer died, so I can't say that one, but LFO. You remember LFO?
Yes, I do remember.
Which, by the way, I stand by it. It was a great album. The song, the New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits. That one was not.
Do you remember the dirty version of that? Get me out of here.
That was the worst song on the album. People only know them as that song. But like Girl on TV with Jennifer Love Hewitt, I believe was in the video. I think I fell for the girl on TV.
I remember that.
Wish for you on a falling star, wondering where you are. Do I ever crash your mind in the warm sunshine? She's from the City of Angels, like Betty Davis.
No. At the boy bands who I would. I don't like any of these people.
I liked, O-Town?
Oh, really? The hair.
Cause I want it all.
Or nothing at all.
God, so good.
I see. And I didn't do One Direction. I was too old for that.
No, yeah. Those were for the youngins. It's for
the children.
That's for like older Gen Z.
And then there's 98 Degrees, but Nick Lachey's a punk.
Yeah, I know. I like 98 Degrees, my back before they were big. And it's actually kind of such a stupid song, but Invisible Man as like a hit so hard as a 12-year-old.
That one?
No, I wish you'd look at me that way. Your beautiful eyes looking deep into mine, telling me more than any words could say. But you don't even know I'm alive. Baby, to you, all I am is the Invisible Man.
That was so beautiful.
Thank you.
That's
going to
get
us
copyright struck for sure.
Everyone knows how good of a singer I am. Some people there's so many people that are content creators that actually have amazing, like Elise Myers randomly has this amazing voice.
Yeah, a lot of them do. Brittany Broski
see it all the time.
Can sing really well. You're
right.
Like,
you're like, how did this happen?
Get out of here.
And then there's me.
And then there's you, who sings exactly how you think. You know, remember when 98 Degrees, well, actually it wasn't 90, it was just Nick Lachey, when he came out with What's Left of Me. Soul-crushing, and then his now wife was in the music video. But then there was this big controversy because him and Jessica Simpson said they were not going to make music about their breakup. Mm-hmm. And he did it anyways. Apparently he has quite the temper. He's punched out a paparazzi before.
Well, I feel bad. At the time, I had no idea what Jessica Simpson went through for her body and stuff. Like, she was like so absurdly thin, and people were like, oh, she needs to lose some weight. Like that era.
The mom jeans where you look back and you're like, you looked great. Also, he was a dick to her on The Newlyweds. Like, he's so rude and mean to her. You're like, ew, you're 98 Degrees. Get out of here. She's a much bigger star than you. Get out of here.
There's so many things we look back at where, like, at the time, it was like, yeah, that's a normal, healthy relationship.
I know.
And then you're like, ooh,
we
God.
We didn't see a single healthy relationship. We didn't have a chance.
Let's. They brought up before, I made a video about it a long time ago, but Bridget Jones' Diary, how she was, the whole movie's about her being overweight, and she's like 135 pounds.
Well.
God, I don't want to say the whole movie is about that, but that's it's like a theme in the movie, right?
It's the same thing in Love Actually.
Oh, Love Natalie. Actually. Yep.
They're like, mm-hmm. she's huge. And you're like, where?
God.
What? Oh, the body shaming.
Society sucks. God, I got to make an album.
God help what would be on that album. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get to what we're actually supposed to talk about today. So this is a couple. You know how I love the couples videos. God, love it.
Mm-hmm.
And the singing is bad and the lyrics are bad and everything about it makes me mad. Ooh, I rhymed.
Wow.
Holy shit.
You should make a spoken word poetry album.
I know. I might do spoken word.
I actually do have a spoken word album.
No.
Yeah. Back when I was like a touring slam poet.
Send me it. I need it.
It used to be on iTunes for a long time.
Can I find it?
It's not there anymore. You can find my poetry online though. Like I've been featured on a few podcasts from like years and years ago.
I can't wait.
You can find it.
Oh, I'll find it.
I'll send it to you. I'm a little worried. I'm like, God, I don't think I wrote. Like, you know, this is 20 years ago.
You just have this anti-gay poem.
It's just a word. No.
Lesbians suck. I'm like, oh my God, Jesco.
If I ever meet a lesbian named Reagan,
I'll punch her in the throat. Whoa.
And then she'll say, wow, you are the goat. That's how my poetry went. It was weird rhymes. It's just like really forced rhyming. And so I did have one poem about that. It was meant to be a critique on how we treat homeless people as invisible. Mm-hmm. But it was about a true experience of a homeless man masturbating on the bus next to me.
Not where I thought that was going.
No, and so I don't know if that one is going to hold up the test of time, but I do remember the purpose of it was like, we treat homeless people terrible.
That's true.
Anyways.
Mm. Anyways.
We can cut that part out if we need to.
I was going to make a joke about, oh, is he the invisible man? Full circle.
I did not wish he'd look at me at all.
Not in the midst of it.
To be fair, it's a true story, and I was a little boy on the bus, and I knew what was happening.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Public transportation, living in the city. City life.
City life, boys.
City life. It's what it is. And so nobody stepped in, which I understand to an extent, but...
Could have used some help here, boys.
Could have used. I was like 5 feet away and just like frozen in fear looking the other direction. Anywho.
Just a little trauma dump from Jesco.
There we go.
Anyways, here's a Backstreet Boys parody that I hate.
Everybody.
Good so far.
Don't get married, yeah. Everybody. I'm sleeping on the couch tonight. It's a trap run for your life. Oh my God, she's mad again.
I am not.
Signed a paper, now we're more than friends. I'm always in trouble, don't know why.
No, you're in trouble.
Got a warning for your single life is fine. Yeah, is she always nagging? Does she always wanna fight? Yeah, is she sexual? No.
What?
If you can't tell from the sound of that, they kind of tried to get out of being like him being an asshole by having it actually be her dream. So right. He didn't actually sing that. That was a dream she had.
Right. But Reagan, you can't critique this. It's comedy.
Oh.
You can't say it's anything, any underlying messages, no matter how toxic in it, it's forgiven. It's meant to be funny.
They're like, you can laugh at it. It was all a dream. I'm like,
oh,
nope. Does not take away from anything he said.
If anything, it was her. It was in her head, Reagan.
Yeah, she's the problem.
She's the real toxic one.
The only part that's well written that I thought was like, oh, that's kind of funny if it wasn't terrible. Is like, is she sexual? And then they're like, no. That's the only part where they used the lyrics in a funny manner. The rest of it was just hating
even
women.
That one, though, if when you connect it to what these conversations are always around, right, is really nefarious because it's always like, how dare she withhold sex from me? How dare she not give me what I want? And because that's really what the, because you're right, the tie-in is funny
it
on the surface.
The lyrics.
In a funny way. But when you actually discuss what these, like, you know, these conversations are always about,
right,
it's like, God, can you believe it? She won't give it up.
She's not having sex with me, huh, boys? Must be her fault. Yeah, I was just, it kills me on many levels. Just, we can talk about what it means, like the subtext of what is being said.
Right.
But just on the basis of a parody, it's bad. Like the lyric, it doesn't line up like where the lyrics should be. It's just like, how do I hate on my wife?
I think if you want to, I think I set the bar pretty low for how bad singing can be.
He was auto-tuned to death.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sir cannot hold the tune.
Yeah, I just, it's not, I think my biggest issue with it is like, oh no, a husband who hates being married because
again?
It's so bad. Never heard that joke before. Marriage is the worst. All she ever does is nag. What is this, 1990s sitcom for every single joke that's ever made?
Yeah, we signed a paper, now we're more than friends. She's always nagging. She always wants to fight. She's not sexual. She took everything from me. Better sign a prenup. Really? Well, it's also just like, I don't understand this. Here's where I'm at a loss.
Let me know. Let me hear it. Fill me in. Let me see if I can elucidate on this and help you out here.
Elucidate? What'd you say? Do you mean illuminate?
No, I'm sticking with it.
Elucidate?
Elucidate. Make something clear or explain.
I've never heard that word before. I'm an idiot.
I'm frozen.
You're frozen. I'm an idiot. Here we are. Yeah. And here we are.
But I did use the word correctly.
I'm
you made me
dumb.
Second.
I had a fever 2 days ago. Leave me alone.
Now let me elucidate.
Something. What was I even saying?
Sorry for using my big professor words.
Don't
on
use
you.
Your big words in here, Chisco.
Yeah, this is not what our podcast is about.
I'm wearing plaid. Come on.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Anywho, I don't understand how women get behind couples content where the joke is how much their husband hates them. I am at a loss.
It's like I said, it's just so old. Why? It's not funny. Oh, you hate your wife? That's not funny.
But the thing is, like, you know that type of content is for men who hate their wives.
Who actually genuinely hate their wives.
And you are participating in that. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, we could critique him all day, and we do. But I just mean, as a woman, like, how do you rationalize that in your head? Like, I guess you make money. And that's enough. But just like making content where your husband is making a joke at your expense to millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel good?
I think part of it is when like if these jokes have been said at when they're hanging out with friends and everyone's laughing and they're like, oh, well, if I don't laugh at this, then I'm a wet blanket. Right. Yeah. I have to think this is okay. Like, cause it's also, it goes back to a theme we've brought up multiple times and like the Golf Widow episode and things like that, where it's like, oh, well, okay. Well, everyone's life, everyone's in a relationship where their partner hates them. Everywhere their partner feels like, and then also it's their way of being like, oh, it's buying into the gaslighting of like, oh yeah, I guess I do nag a little bit too much. I guess maybe I should complain about him doing leaving me alone with the kids 7 days a week and going golfing for 12 hours on the weekend and not helping out with any of the housework and not doing it. Maybe I am being a little much because it clearly everybody else thinks this is funny. So that must just be, it's just me being sensitive.
I guess like maybe it's just like a universal gaslighting. Everybody's gaslighting each other. But I just am like, she's playing into it. She's playing along with it. She's like, I'm a part of the joke. I'm like, ugh. I mean, maybe it is like,
I'm a cool wife.
Like, I'm a cool girl. Like, I get the joke. I think it's funny.
I think it's very funny. So I'm the best one.
And then I'm like, at the end, total cop out to make it a dream. Like, if you want to say that, stand by it. But to be like, oh, it's just her dream. Like, now you're trying to appeal to both men and women. Like, women who would be mad at it happening and men who think it's funny that it did.
Right. And how dare you use this song?
That's our biggest grievance.
How dare you?
For this evil?
Use Everybody, which was their first real big hit.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Hold on real quick. I need to look up what their first.
I knew you were going to get stuck on that.
I'm not going to be able to move past it. We've Got It Going On. What made it to the, was their first one on the charts? Hmm.
We've got it going on for years.
Oh, okay. No, their first hit was the one that one's the first one that charted. Their first hit was I'll never break your heart. I'll never make you cry. You don't remember that one?
Not by that rendition.
Oh, then Quit Playing Games With My Heart.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah. Then Everybody was there. They had other singles in between. I'm looking at the big ones. Yeah. Quit playing games with my heart. Quit
playing games with
my heart. My heart. Sometimes I feel so sad. To keep you or something. To keep you coming back to me.
Please, we're gonna lose viewers off of this.
No one's still listening at this point. I have sang like six songs.
I should have known this is exactly how this would go.
It's gonna be this is actually the whole purpose of this episode is to announce our new double CD coming out. Chesco Ruins the Hits.
Back on topic because we should be.
Fine.
I honestly think it's very nefarious that couples do shit like this. Like couples that are clearly together, make money together. You have to enjoy each other on some level, I would say probably. If your content isn't solely, although I guess, you know, probably a lot of them hate each other to be fair. But like to promote this type of content, knowing that what it is like getting laughs off of women.
Right.
And like the joke is you hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's such a weird way to make money. And I feel like there's nothing good that comes from it. Like women are validated in the sense of they think, oh, this is normal. And men also feel validated. Like, oh, hating my wife is normal and acceptable. I think acceptable is the main.
Right. Thing. It plays a role in normalizing really toxic relationships, right? Or even non-marriages, but people staying in stuff and realizing because they're like, oh no, I guess this is as good as it gets. Right? He's not cheating on me.
At least he's not cheating.
He's not abusing me like overtly.
Yeah.
Just really subtly under the surface abuse, which is like okay because everyone's talking about it and laughing about it. It's funny.
It's so funny. And like you know they know it's bad because they added the dream part. They know it's shitty. They're like, no, I'm just like, ew, stop it. It's not funny to hate your wife. Like, it's not cute. Like, it's not acceptable. Like, I can't imagine if my wife was making, like, content about how much she hates me. Like, what?
I go back to, I think the most offensive part about this is that it's such an old joke. If you're going to be hateful and, like, hateful in some way. If you're going to be problematic in some way, at least be creative about it. Right. There was Anthony Jeselnik. I brought him up before when we were talking about Matt Rife. Right. And he says really controversial stuff, but he gets away with it often or hasn't been quote unquote canceled because he's fun. He's funny. He's genuinely funny. Like when you do stuff like this, you're relying not on it's not on being funny. You're relying on people recognizing it. Oh, this is familiar.
I know this joke.
I know that this is a song and a joke. I know. Now I'm triggered. Now I have to laugh. You did a good one.
You
Let
hate
me
your
share
wife.
This with my friends who also hate their wives.
We all hate
Isn't
our
this
wives.
Fun? Let's all go out to dinner and let's have a friend dinner together, and we can all laugh about how much we hate each other and about how unhappy we all are. Oh.
Speaking of tired conversations, let's talk about your video.
I could do that.
I have an allowance, and that's a very loosely used word. If I am going to go plant shopping and my husband gives me $400, I'm not trying to spend all $400.
Right. That's why I'm comfortable giving you $400.
Right.
Because you don't spend it like that all the time. There's almost always a bring home.
Yes. We walked San Jose for the day.
Yeah.
We hit a couple of little shops, and then we ended up at the Jade Museum. You gave me $300 for the day. I spent half of it.
You spent less than half.
I spent $140.
Yeah.
I wanted to spend.
Right.
Oh my God.
Right. Okay. So here's the reality of that. And when I give you that kind of money to go do an outing,
yeah.
If you did spend it all, it's not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you found something you absolutely had to have and you wanted to blow all that money on, I don't care. I gave it to you to spend, but knowing that I can give you a large sum of money to go shopping and do whatever you want to do for playtime, and knowing that there's going to be money coming back allows me to be like that, because in my head, there's a running total. It's not. I have no idea what the running total is, but I know that if I handed you $1,000, you're not spending the full $1,000. And right. I view that as your next time.
I have
there's
more to,
extra, right?
It rolls over.
Right. Exactly. But in my head, that's one of those things too, that I know that if you ever did spend that shit, you're going to be happy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like because you don't do that. Right. I just had to have this thing. Well, fucking hell yeah, babe. I'm glad you got it. Right. That's where my head is with that.
And there's also a trust in that.
Right.
It feels good to know that, you know, you say I can spend $500 and I'm not going to come back home and be like, I spent $8.
Right. Well, that was a very real concern for me.
Yeah.
Because I've had people in my life where that's been the thing, you know, and for people who are on a budget, that kind of shit can fuck up your entire life.
I will say it's not, the visual is not what you'd expect from this. I think if I was just listening to audio, I think, oh, is this like a trad wife kind of situation?
Right.
Go ahead and look at.
Ah! Whoa! Talk about a spooky jump scare.
Right, I was not, and she's, to be clear, she's not mocking how they look. She's like, it's not, these ideals do not normally match the faces
okay,
of people.
There's the man is, he's an older, tatted up guy with a big mm-hmm. beard.
Face tattoos.
He's, yeah. And then she is a young, tatted up, kind of alt looking girl, but there's definitely a big age gap here.
Yeah.
But their whole seemingly podcast is about them as a couple.
Yeah. And the number one thing. I don't want to rank because there's a lot of terrible things to talk about in this clip. They are doing this podcast together. That means I'm assuming they're earning an income from this podcast. What does she not get money from the show they're doing together?
The second I heard his voice come in, I was like, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Like,
yeah.
That would be shared income.
Yeah.
Why does she need an allowance? And they're like, it's not an allowance because it's a large sum of money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he says like almost explicitly he expects that you don't spend it all, but you could. But
and the only reason I'm comfortable doing this is because I know you won't spend it all.
Because she probably hasn't in the past. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is the thing I hate most, because I've responded to a different video a long time ago about the idea of an allowance for your partner. And I actually got some pushback from people. They were like, well, no, it's about budget. I'm like, no. A partnership, you budget together, you can talk about stuff. Like my wife and I talk about finances all the time. It's what we have to do. Like about like, oh, can we afford to buy this? Can we afford to fix this other thing? Can we afford to do X, Y, and Z? That happens all the time. That's what you do as adults.
Yes.
Right? I have been the sole income earner for most of our marriage. Like when we got married, she was in graduate school. Right? And I purposefully... Like at the time, we had a discussion about it. We purposely did a single account with no kind of like separate things on the side, because I never, ever wanted her to feel like she had to ask me for money.
Right.
I never wanted her to feel like she had to. And I know there's a valid other argument of separate accounts that I don't want to discount, that there's not, but in a situation where you are a sole income household, where you are a single income household, the idea that I never, ever wanted to be in a situation. And also the things my wife wanted to do and she has done for work are, it's not high paying things. Like she's interested in doing jobs that are not really lucrative. And so I never, ever wanted her to feel like, oh, you have to ask me for money. Like, any dollar I make is our money. Yeah. Anything that comes into our bank account is money. And it's, and I'm not saying that like just because, oh, because you're supposed to say things. She is absolutely been the reason why I've been able to grow online, right? She has been absolutely been the reason why I've been able to start making extra money. And it's not like on the periphery, right? It's not there. It is literally a core part of us being as a family, being able to grow, has been the fact that she does what she does like, in her life. Like she is a full part of this.
I think that's an important thing to point out is that like, no, it's not that they're adding to your life. Like your life cannot happen in the way that it does without them. Just like any, like if a guy is a higher up, like a CEO or the primary breadwinner or whatever, like you getting to do everything that you do is because you have all this other shit off your plate. Like you could not be a father without your wife at home who is doing the pickup and doing the activities and making sure the homework gets done and making sure that the meals, like this is of course in the case of like a traditional kind of setup.
Right.
I prefer when it's like more mixed, but like, I'm just saying there's so many men who would not be far in their career without their wives, which is why it's so fucked up when a lot of them go for their second wife or whatever. And it's like, hey, you wouldn't have had that. Like, well, she didn't bring money. And it's like, she facilitated your lifestyle. She is why you were able to do that.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it also annoys me when people like when guys complain about like having to pay like alimony or something like that. Because like literally you're because like let's say God forbid something were to happen between my wife and I and we were to split up. Right. She absolutely, because not only then is she starting her whatever career she goes into after this from like 20 years behind where she would have been, would have got the money, like I said, the business that I get to now have on my own was, like I said, built as a direct result of being in that relationship with her. And so she should get half of everything going forward for the first, you know, for maybe forever, right? Because if I'm earning from this thing that we built together, she absolutely should. And also the financial, the fact that she's now behind in whatever career earnings she's going to have as a result of building this thing is also why she should get money. And it's stupid to complain about it because I think they just don't view it's, I mean, it all comes down to the underlying view. They don't value the work of what she is doing outside of it. They don't value her as a partner. They don't value the person they married as a partner. And if you can't see it that way, then I don't, you probably shouldn't get married to begin with.
Yeah. Probably shouldn't get married. It's interesting. I was just looking into like these two are absolutely like both co-hosts, like both 100% dedicated to this podcast. And it's just, it's interesting. Like, I think to me, it's the idea that you need it to be thought of as an allowance, like where you can't see it as these are our funds and then I'm going to spend what I'm going to spend. The idea that I, as the man, give you a number. I'm going to give you a number that actually you can probably go over. And I'm going to give you a number, but I expect that you'll probably go under. So it's almost like the number is completely irrelevant. Like, so why would we do that rather than just have access?
And just having trust that your partner's not going to frivolously throw money at random things that you, the only way you do this is if you don't respect your partner as an adult.
Well, it's like a power trip. Like he's saying it's irrelevant, like it, spend whatever you want. So why not then just give her access to money and not call it an allowance?
Right.
But it's because there's a power trip to it. Because
he wants that power dynamic over it. Yeah.
And there, I mean, clearly there's an age gap, which as we know, I think has the power dynamic comes into play.
And just because the going back to like the idea of like budgeting as partners, like there was definitely a time where my wife and I both said together, we're like, okay, we each can afford to spend $100 on like whatever the hell we want this month. That's like, that's what we know we have as like bonus money this month to do. And then we, you know, decide as a partnership to decide, okay, can we buy a new chair? Can we buy a new TV? Can we, whatever it is, you know, any of the bigger purchases we would decide them together. But it's also, I guarantee you, does he get an allowance?
Yeah, right. No. Exactly.
It's not like, if it's one thing, if like, okay, we are both knowing as healthy adults in a equal partnership, we know what we can spend, right? We've decided this together versus I can buy whatever the fuck I want. And you can just take some this little pittance of my money. And I want you to make sure that you spend less than it so I can see that you're grateful for me even allowing you to have that much. It's gross.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
The woman in the podcast is 27, 2 years older than his daughter or one of his daughters.
Well, that checks out. He's like, well.
Just I mean, another kid in allowance.
Yeah, women your age like allowances, right? This isn't the first time I've heard people talking like this about it. And they're like, well, it's easier for me then. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to think about it. I'm like, okay, you can do that in a way that's not gross. You can do that in a way that doesn't prey on the power dynamic of like, I am bestowing you this money.
A gift for you.
Yeah, like literally, it's such and the word allowance.
Yeah, that gets me. That one I don't like.
That just, it's got to be, I don't know.
I feel like wanting to use that term with someone who's meant to be your equal is telling.
Yeah.
Now, could someone use it and not be nefarious? Maybe. But I'm just saying, if two adults need to, and the man more specifically needs to tell his partner in life that she gets an allowance versus like, this is our budget, you know, this is what we have. It's like, I mean, and maybe we're getting in sugar daddy territory. Maybe that's kind of at play here, but ooh, I have another video we could talk about.
Okay. Let's do it.
Did you see, I know you saw this, the woman who got her lunch bag packed by her husband?
No, I didn't see this.
Oh, you didn't see this? It's caused an uproar. Well, I want to talk about the second video. So
I've been dealing with my being in an internet scandal this past week.
Yes. I caught this right before I caught the fever. So I got it, and then I was dead for a couple days. And when I came back to life, there was a second video that made me feel even worse.
Quick to clarify, I wasn't actually in an internet scandal. I was on the periphery of one where I did nothing wrong. Let's go. I don't want to get into that.
That's what they all say, Jesco.
If you want to hear like some of my uncensored opinions on what happened with that, you can hear our pre-show on Patreon.
So I might just sum it up because I feel like we don't need to see the whole thing. So basically she's like, I forgot my lunch. So my husband packed it for me. She opens up her bag. She pulls out a full bag of Milano cookies. She pulls out like a pretzel bag where there's only crumbs.
Okay.
A full bag of Pringles. None of this is like in like bags. This is all just like.
Yeah. So like a standard lunch so far. Go ahead.
A ripped open like waffle cookie that barely has cookies in it. What she calls is 2 day old Chipotle.
Okay.
And then at the very bottom is dog food in a Ziploc bag that says, because you're my dog. And then it says, please bring home because basically the dogs will be out of food. But dog is spelled D-A-W-G.
Oh, that makes it funny then.
Thank God you clarified.
I thought he spelled it D-O-G. D-A-W. He's like, because you're my dog. You're my dog.
Yeah. Also, these are the whitest of white people. I'd like to clarify. That should be obvious to you.
That
they said dog.
That was the least shocking thing of this entire explanation.
Well, and she's a teacher. Like, ugh. So everybody, of course, is just like weaponizing competence. Like, he doesn't want to make your lunches, clearly. Like, and the thing that got me is with the dog food, like, obviously that's bad enough. But he showed us he has the skill to take
yeah,
a bigger bag and put it in a Ziploc. And even to write a double note. Like, he put so much time and attention into this joke.
The joke,
and yeah. Zero time attention into packing this lunch.
He spent an hour thinking of the funniest thing. And then he goes, oh, shit, I actually put real food in here, too. Okay, blah, 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 blah.
And then, like, other people online, of course, are, like, showing the good lunches their husbands make. Right. And, like, dude, this guy does not like you. Like, he's showing you how little care he has for you, that this is how he packs your lunch. And I agree. I don't think it shows a ton of care. I think it shows, like, the joke is more important than the food. And, like, at their old age, which is – they're younger than me, but, like, they're a grown adult. Well, maybe they're my age. But they're grown adults. So it's like, at that age, the food should be more important than, like, the zinger with the dog food bag.
Right. Also, if you're a teacher, you need a good lunch because it's it's exhausting, right? Like, it is very tiring.
So the most predictable thing happens, which is she's got to come out and defend her man.
Of course she does.
Even though the whole video is about, like, oh my God, this is a lunch my husband made, and, like, laughing at him and rolling her eyes. Like, as soon as she's getting actual heat, it's not funny anymore. The haha is not funny.
It's the lunchbox girl. Okay, the explanation y'all have all been waiting for. It's time to explain what happened this weekend. I cannot even process that I'm making this video right now. Okay, so a few people, 30 million to be exact, and more, because it's been posted other platforms, have seen the video of me unpacking the lunch, the dog food, that my husband packed me. And most of you, half of you, three-fourths, 75%, hated it. You thought it was horrific, horrible, and the worst thing that's ever happened to anybody. I'm here to explain it, okay? Number one, the dog food. He spelled it, yes, his handwriting is horrible. Yeah, it is, you're right. Y'all are so pressed that he called me a dog. He did not call me a D-O-G, dog, D-O-G, like a dog that has a leash. He did not call me that. D-A-W-G, dog as in homie, American slang for homie. It's what we call each other. It's a joke. J-O-K-E,
joke. Just so y'all know, that's American slang for homie.
I hate so much that my actual joke was the explanation.
It's not over, by the way.
I know, but I'm hoping it's not. But I hate so much that the thing I just said mocking the original video was used as the genuine explanation.
There's already this spin where it's like, y'all think it's the worst thing in the world, the worst thing that's ever happened. And it's like, no, nobody said that. But But we do think it's worthy of critique. And then for her to just be like, it's dog, not dog. Like, girl. I know, like, we're dumb.
It's I-D-J-U-T, idiot. So I don't want to muck accents. Maybe take that out.
No, that was kind of funny. But this idea that, like, we're all stupid. You guys are dumb. You didn't get that it was. It's like, hun, that's not the thing that we have the problem with. Would it be worse if he spelt it dog, D-O-G? Yeah. Yeah, it would. But there's more than just that, right?
Y'all were also so pressed that he put it in my lunchbox. That's why he put it in a bag. So it didn't get on my food. This was at the bottom because he thought of it last and he tried to hide it under the Chipotle so that it would be a surprise. Because it was funny. It was a joke. He was trying to make me laugh. Which it worked. Him and my sister came up with this idea together. My sister thought it was funny too. Moving on. Second,
No, pause. No.
Yeah, hold on. I need to just mathematically here. Geometry wise, it's just order of operations wise. You do something last, it goes on top.
That's right. In a lunchbox?
If that doesn't even make it. Oh, he thought this last. That's why it was on the bottom underneath everything else. That's not how it works. I'm sorry. I'm so stuck on that.
If she, you know what? Had he packed her lunch like a normal person, maybe she could make that argument. But this sucker was full of bags, cans, There was no way. Like, yeah. What was the most important thing to him? The dog. Mm-hmm. The dog mm-hmm. joke. But she's definitely, like, the tone is so, and it is classic to this type of clapback from these women, is so condescending. It's like, you all are idiots. Okay.
Right. Well, real quick, I do want to say, like, there is a world that exists, not the dog food bar. I think that's where it crosses into it. But there's a world that exists where it could be funny. Like, I'm just trying to get in the mindset of somebody that, like, someone that does dumb jokes. I do dumb jokes all the time.
Yeah, you're like, already there. Just, what do you mean?
I know. That's what I'm saying. So,
like, oh, I have to go so deep into my mind.
Oh, let me try to imagine the world of someone who's not me, an intellectual, and how what kind of jokes they might make to that they make their partner laugh or guffaw, as one may. And I think. I could easily see, like, oh yeah, that'll be so funny if I just bring her like a trash bag of like random fully packaged food, or like a grocery bag of like, here you go. Isn't this funny? And like realizing as I'm doing it, like as I watch, it would be one thing. I could see myself doing something stupid like this, not the dog food. I want to be clear. I do think that is what makes it so, but everything else, I could see myself doing it. And then as I walk out of the car toward the building, I'm like, this was a huge mistake.
Turn around.
I need to go do something else.
I have this to get was not, fresh Chipotle.
This was not funny as it in my mind or in real life as I thought it was going to be.
It's also like it would be maybe funny if you were teenagers and it was like lunch at school or something. But right. It's her job. Like, she's hungry. That's her lunch you made. Like, show me you don't care. Like, you can care. It really, to me, like, I know I'm overanalyzing it. What's new? But this.
On this show?
Reagan overanalyzing something? The idea that, like, he put care in the part that he thought counted, which is mm-hmm. this stupid-ass joke versus actually giving his wife a nice lunch, okay?
Right.
Let's let her keep going.
Y'all are all really upset that it was two-day-old Chipotle. Well, guess what? Teacher brain deceived me. It was actually a day old. It was from the night before, so not even a day old. I said two. As a teacher, one day feels like seven.
Oh, thank God she cleared that up.
Because I was going to say, the thing that I thought that was the worst part of the video was that it was two-day-old Chipotle.
A day? Yes. Two days?
I mean, 2 days, though, jail. You crossed the line. Divorce.
Straight to jail.
Right? Jail, yeah, absolutely. You could have... Salmonella? Was it sitting out?
It's just like, girl, what are these points? But also, like, here's the other thing. He could have got you fresh Chipotle. Like, yeah. That would have been nice. He could have just got you fresh. Like, that's, it's not the amount of days. Like, 1 to 2 days, not that big a difference, my girl. Yeah. Also, put it in a freaking Tupperware. Let's keep going. It's not over.
Okay.
He brings me lunch once a week. So all of you saying that this is his way of telling you to never ask again, no. He brings me lunch once a week. Normally, it's like Chick-fil-A or something like that. First day of school, he bought me a bouquet of candy and a bouquet of flowers, set up a whole screen that said, happy first day of school, all the things. He doesn't hate me, guys. But the Chipotle, the reason he packed that is because he wasn't planning on bringing me lunch that day. I had asked him to bring me lunch because I had forgotten. And he said, what would you like? I said, Chipotle leftovers and snacks. He packed me Chipotle leftovers and snacks. The reason I recorded it is because I knew it was going to be funny how he packed it. I just knew it was going to be. The dog food was a sweet surprise that made me laugh. And so that's all I'm going to say on that. Thank you for the love and the hate. Both does the same for me. love you guys. And I know you're already going to hate me for even coming out with an explanation because it gives you a reason not to hate anymore. But if you're here for the teacher content and the QOOTDs, feel free to stay. If you're not and you're only here to hate, peace, love, and happiness. And I hope that you find something to find joy in today. And not just hate on someone else's life.
Mwah. Might I just say, for the outfit of the day, she's got a lot of bangles on and a t-shirt and then like these cream pants. It's giving like crafty Christian.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
As someone with the least fashion sense in the world, I never know if you're saying something nice or bad about her.
No, I mean, it's a very specific look. Yeah. There's a lot of bangles. Bangles and the Lord go hand in hand.
They do. That was in Ephesians letter to the bangles. I think above and beyond her and her, this specific situation, I think people always fail to recognize, and she's failing to recognize, the reason it upsets people is because it is symptomatic of a bigger societal issue, right? It's not like if it was one individual person whose husband was incompetent at making a meal, preparing them, and she was, he brings me lunch once a week. He buys me Chick-fil-A. No, he buys you Chick-fil-A once a week. He doesn't make you lunch.
Also, but, he should be better then. Like, he makes it once a week. That doesn't make me comforted. Mm-hmm. Like, he can't put stuff in Ziplocs. I have a feeling this woman makes a good packed lunch. Those bracelets tell me she knows how to pack a performative lunch. You know what I'm saying? Like, that nice kind where things are cut out.
But it's the same thing as like when like somebody will post a video of like the dad giving all the kids like a bag of chips for breakfast or something. Like that. And then they'll get, they're like, he was just joking. It was one time. He's normally good at this. And it's like, no, well, no, because we know he probably does. We know like normally, typically we see what happens when moms go on a vacation or if they don't leave step-by-step instructions for every single thing that you should as a parent. Regardless of gender, regardless of whatever role you are, you should know how to make breakfast for your children. You should know how to pack a lunch for your partner. You should know what like what their doctor's name is. Like people, that's always the thing. Well, I don't have time. I work. I'm like, I am working two full-time jobs right now.
Yeah.
I know their teachers' names. I've met their teachers. I know their doctors. I know what they're allergic to. I make them breakfast myself every single morning so my wife can have some time to get ready on her own. Right. That's what you should do as a caring partner. Right. That's not above and beyond. That's not, there's the whole skit on or the thing on going around TikTok was like princess treatment or bare minimum.
Yes.
Right? That's bare minimum.
Yeah.
Not knowing like something they're allergic to, not knowing where to take them if there's an emergency, not knowing X, Y, and Z is something that could actually like genuinely harm them in a lasting manner that you're relying on your partner for. And that's what these things, why this is so triggering for so many people.
Yeah.
It's because of the fact that it's a joke about the real world experience that so many people have to go through with incompetent partners, with the, when their partner is another child for them.
Well, and it's also like, I could write a thesis on these women. First of all, it's completely predictable the way that that went because it almost always goes that way.
Every single time.
I have a haha funny about my husband just being the worst. And then they're like, what? Where's this coming from? You're like, okay.
He's amazing. How dare you,
why are you comment saying
on
that?
The thing that I posted
online? Well, that's the online. Thing. They like critique their husband, but then when the critique is too harsh and not haha, they get really heated about it. And then they come at everybody else to defend their husband. And like you see this in the real world too, just like you were talking about the real world, that ways that we see like men not living up to what they need to as to be a dad. We see that it like when women are with bad men, I mean any gender, but when they're with their bad men, like they will defend them to the death. Like they will say a bad thing and then you will say, oh yeah, that is kind of shitty. They're like, whoa, 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 no. But here's 5,000 things he does right.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like at a macro scale when it's with all these followers and all these viewers. And like, it's just wild to me the attitude that they pull. Like her attitude in the second one is nasty. Like it is.
It's making fun of the people that were offended for her.
And that's like, the thing.
The people that were mad were like, you poor thing. We feel for you. This sucks for you. We are defending your life. Or that we, I didn't see the video, but like the people that are angry about it are not mocking her.
No.
They're saying, oh, this sucks for you.
Yeah.
Oh man, of course you're going through this. Wow, what a shitty thing to do to you. And she's like, how fucking dare you?
You're stupid. Here's how you're wrong. Here's why my man is great. It's like, but you're the one who opened this door. You're the one who wanted to have this conversation. It's such a strange place for women to be. Like, I used to think that there would be a way to get to those women when I would see these things. Like, oh, maybe if you said the right comment, if you said the right thing. But what you realize is so many of the women that say these kinds of things are deep into it. Like, they aren't looking to get help. They aren't looking to recognize problems in the relationship. They want to find the other women who think it's hee hee ha ha ha.
Right.
They want to find the other men who do that shit. Like they're looking for community within themselves. And so I used to like waste time like trying to talk to these women or like extend a hand, but like this is how they feel. You're going to get the hand slapped because right. they're not looking for that. What they're looking for is like, no, you're supposed to laugh with me. And if you mm-hmm. judge me, how dare you judge me? You don't know my situation. It's like, yeah, but you opened it up.
You posted it.
Yeah.
You did that.
You gave us a window into your life. And if we don't have all the context, you didn't give us the context. Mm-hmm. All we have is all you gave.
Right.
So who's it on?
That happens so much where somebody be like, you took this clip out of context. I'm like, I posted what they posted. This is 100% of the video on their page. Well, you didn't go watch the full hour-long thing on YouTube. I was like, I don't want to fucking watch the
whole I've had that too. People are like, you don't know them. They're them as content creators. I'm like, you're right. I don't know them. I'm not saying I do, but I'm talking about the effect that this video has. Like there was this one where I thought the guy was really disrespectful to his pregnant wife. He like didn't help her get out of the car. He was like, I've got to go get her now. And then like she made dinner for them. And like, I understand it was probably for the video, like him not helping her was so he could film her because she was like popping. She was ready to, she was probably close to giving birth at that point. I understand that that was probably to capture how, you know, uncomfortable she is. But at the same time, that wouldn't be me. Like, I don't think you should treat your pregnant wife like that. And people are like, well, you haven't, they have a whole series. He treats her great. Normally, I'm like, I'm talking about this video and the impact this video has and these behaviors have. Like, one cannot be expected to understand the full context of a creator, but you can still say this is a shitty take. This is a shitty way to treat someone regardless of context. And I think people need to understand their videos don't exist in a vacuum and their intent for a video doesn't mean that that's what the impact's going to be.
Mm-hmm. And I've been the quote unquote victim of that myself where I'll do something. I'm like, oh, well, clearly I'm not saying this is good, but then I'll go back and listen to it once again. Because you have to do that. You have to hear, okay, how does this sound? If you were first, is this the first video you've ever seen of me?
Right.
How is this going to sound? And there, every once in a while, I don't take down many videos, but every once in a while, I'll be like, all right, yeah, I did a shitty job communicating that idea across.
I've had that happen. Like, yeah. I didn't, I'm like, ooh, that's coming across wrong. I've used the wrong word before. Sometimes I'm just too mad. I had to take it down. I'm like too heated. But like, it really showcases to me where their heads are at and like how deep in they are to, it's like cool girl pick me culture where like the joke is at the expense of women. You know what I mean? Like we're validating these negative beliefs about women. We're like, I think going back to even the original video, like the Backstreet Boys parody, it's like, oh, haha, no, I'm in on the joke. I'm a cool wife. Like the girl with the, allowance girl. It's like, I'm cool with it. Like, I like having an allowance. And then
I don't care what it's called. I still get an allowance.
I get my money. Great. Yeah. And then like you have this woman was like, I think it's funny. Look how funny I think it is. Look, you guys are the dumb ones. Watch us make videos now about the dog food bag because that's so cute and hilarious. Mm-hmm. Rather than taking a second and being like, shit, what is the impact of this? Like, how does this impact other people, other couples? Who are we bringing in? Like, because at the end of the day, what's your audience? Is it who you want to be? I'm happy with who my audience is. I know you've crafted yours as well. And we weed out things by making sure our beliefs are clear. You know, every so often you and I both will do these like, hey, check. If you believe in these things, get out.
Yeah.
You know, but whereas like these people, it's like, okay, you have a community of people who think it's hilarious to hate on your wife, do stupid things, you know, have that weaponized incompetence. That's what that was. I don't care how many times he packs your lunch.
Right.
He knows to put he put the dog food in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
He knows to put things in Ziplocs or Tupperwares. He didn't care. He just threw it in there. Like it is what it was. And like, it's people didn't think it was funny and you did, and that's okay. But that doesn't mean everybody else is stupid.
You fucking idiots.
Idiot.
You idiots.
You idiots don't understand what funny is.
Mm-hmm. Well, Reagan.
Yes.
I think that was a wild ride of an episode.
I need everyone to know that Chesco officially has a studio and now he's full radio DJ host.
Yep. That's what I'm going to start a radio podcast. Where I just have, you can't actually hear it in the music because it'll be censored for copyright. It'll just be like.
The whole thing is you dancing because you got copyright.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
I want it that way.
It's me throwing in the little parts of the songs I remember.
Okay, friends, thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. As you know, we have the Patreon, so check that out. This week, we actually dropped some tea if you want to hear that. Chesco's got some piping hot tea on there, and he was piping hot about it.
And once again, I got in trouble for being an article about not being a part of something.
Yes, he was featured in an article about a group he was not in.
Yes, and somehow that connected me enough that I got spammed with hate comments this week.
Great.
Because nobody reads a freaking article. They just look, they skim. Skimming.
The article's literally like, he wasn't in it.
The article literally, why were you mentioned in it? There's no point of me being mentioned. Anyways, I'm going to go on a rant. The only point I mentioned is to say, this guy got rejected. He was not part of this. And everyone's like, I think Chesco's a part of this.
I'm reading between the lines here.
I got put onto two lists, like online, like of people that were like in the group. I'm like, you're so angry. You didn't even read the article.
I care so much about this. I'm not even reading it.
Yeah.
Well, check that out on the Patreon. And other than that, please check out our socials and we will see you next week.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.